Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
G'day, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon. I'm well, and you?
Pretty good. Got a couple of email questions for you. I didn't give you much notice, so let's see how we go. We'll do this on the run. Jason says, can you please ask Jeff if it is safe to download audio via email with a website that is not secure?
If the website's not secure, I would be very hesitant. Unless you know the company or you know the person who owns the website, I'd be very nervous downloading anything from an unsecure site. So if it doesn't have that little padlock in the corner where the address is on your browser, I would be very hesitant to download anything from my computer.
Okay. Another one from Sue. I hope we answered that for you, Jason. Sue sent this in a couple of days ago. I'm looking at my date here. It was almost a couple of weeks ago. Slacko me. Hi, Brent. My husband hasn't renewed our Norton on our computer and laptop, as he was told that on the new Microsoft products, security is already there. So we are just wasting our money subscribing with Norton. Can you ask Jeff, please, is that correct?
Yeah, in some ways it is. So effectively, with Windows 10, you have got a layer of Microsoft built-in security, and it can sort of help you with antivirus and things like that, but it doesn't necessarily give you full protection in terms of scam monitoring, making sure that you're not being caught out with any phishing emails or that you're being protected online as well, whereas Norton, they've expanded their package to include a whole internet security suite. So I guess at a very basic level, it's like third-party insurance with what Microsoft offers. But if you are a bit more conscious of the data that's on your computer, or you do internet bank and you do rely on your computer a bit more, then I would be actually paying for antivirus software, whether that's Norton's or somebody else. But yeah, it's that comprehensive insurance that we now pay for, I guess.
So the best suggestion to answer Sue's question is, it's not that expensive for the security and the peace of mind that you get. So Sue, download the Norton's security and pay the money.
Yep, just like comprehensive insurance, exactly that.
Yeah, okay. If you're in the world of Mac, it used to be said that if you were using a Mac, you didn't need to have security. Is that still the case or not anymore?
Look, I'd say for 90% of people, yeah, it is still the case. You know, it's very rare that we hear of viruses impacting Mac computers. They usually actually cost more to buy, but as a result, you don't have to worry about, you know, paying for antivirus software. But you can still get it. You know, Norton and others do make internet security software for your Mac. Again, it just adds a slightly different layer of security just in case something could go wrong, but it's much unlikely to happen compared to Windows.
I can tell you, I use a Mac, obviously, and I'm just looking at my online receipts file, which I've got. Norton cost me, it was renewed on the 9th of July, and I paid $120.
There you go. Yep.
So it's peace of mind for the next 12 months for $120 it is. And these days, they give you, as part of that price, they give you protection if you've got an iPad as well.
Yeah, it usually does extend to mobile devices, and sometimes it even comes with a pack of three devices. So it could be your Windows computer, a Mac, and your smartphone. So yeah, it's worth looking at those options.
Okay, thank you for that. And as I say, if you've got any techie questions for Jeff, send them to me. And if they look too difficult, I pass them on to Jeff, but he's pretty darn good. So we'll answer them for you. Let me see. Meta, the company behind Facebook. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Meta?
Yes.
Okay. Meta, the company behind Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, they've released their Twitter competitor. It's called Threads. Yes. Tell me more about Threads.
If anyone has looked at Twitter before, it's almost been photocopied and relabeled with a Threads logo on it, which is a social networking tool, which is largely text. You can share images and videos there, but it's a constant stream of people's threads, or in the past we used to call them tweets if you use Twitter. But this is just Facebook's or Mark Zuckerberg's approach to competing with Twitter. It's actually done well in terms of it's been 6 days and they've amassed over 100 million users already on the platform.
Really?
So in terms of adoption, it's significant and it's almost halfway to catching up to Twitter's user base. So in terms of a competitor, this is a very real one, and Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, is quite concerned.
How do you get Threads?
Anyone can download it from the App Store. It's not a website that you can use. So it's not like Facebook where you can go to the website or the app. it only works on your smartphone. And then at the moment, it's just a series or a stream of threads or information from people, and you can follow friends and family and so on. Yeah.
So it will grow and probably become something like a Twitter, where there's an app for both computer and also for your tablets and your smartphones.
Exactly. Absolutely will.
Right. You say it's a good week for shopping, especially tech. Amazon Prime Day lands this week, and there are price comparisons, so you've got to search, do some homework, and you might save yourself some dollars.
Yeah, look, and I'll call out some categories such as robot vacuums, smart home devices, smart lights and smart speakers. They've all been reduced in some cases by 60%, depending on what you're looking at. But I always tell people, even if you see a huge discount mentioned on Amazon Prime, please go and Google that product and check what it sells for at JB Hi-Fi and others, because the discount may not be as real as you think. And I've seen that happen before. But also, if it is only 20% off, that's not really a deal. Don't jump at it if you don't need it. But when I start to see 60% off, usually a pretty good sign of a good deal.
But you've got to do your homework, as you say, and look here and find out how much you would pay in a Harvey Norman or a JB Hi-Fi, because if you buy it off Amazon and there is a problem with it, it's just a hassle to sort it out, isn't it?
It is, and I've returned something from Amazon before. Generally, you can just take it to the post office after you've boxed it up yourself and gone through the process, but it's not fun, because then you're waiting, whereas with a store, it's nice to be able to take something back and walk out the same day with a replacement.
It's rumored that the next Apple AirPods will have advanced features to track your temperature, your heart rate, and even more.
This is crazy. I mean, imagine those little buds that we put into our ears having all these extra sensors in them. So if you are exercising, you actually get feedback as to how warmed up you are, but also your heart rate. So if you're, you know, trying to train within a certain zone of heart rate, you could actually get that now monitored through the AirPods. I am concerned about battery life. I think that's going to be a bit of a risk for those little things doing all that extra work. But the big area where we think the AirPods are going to move this year is to potentially replace people who are starting to need hearing aids. So maybe not those who really, really need them, but those who need them just enough would actually be prescribed a pair of AirPods in the future. And having them as a listening device to the rest of the world could be a big thing for Apple to step into.
Wow, wacko, eh? What do you pay for a decent set of AirPods? About $400 these days, don't you?
The AirPods Pro you'll get for $299, whereas the ones with the longer stem, you can usually find them for around $220.
Righto, okay.
Yeah.
Call screening on Google smartphones is set to be further improved, ensuring you'll never be bothered by unwanted callers, thank goodness.
I think a lot of people will love this. It's a feature that's coming to phones where if a contact doesn't exist in your phone, so somebody's trying to call you, you don't know who it is, your Google Smart Assistant can actually answer the call for you and start asking questions.
Great.
Who are you and why are you calling?
Fantastic.
You'll get that appearing on your screen in real time, translated into text. If you want to answer the call, you can take over the voice system.
I said the other day, if I have the time, if I'm sitting at home just by myself, not doing anything, and the phone rings and I don't recognise the number, or I think it's one of those survey numbers, just for the hell of it, I'll answer the phone and go, "Hello? Hello? 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 You're there?"
It is a sport. I'm telling you, it's a sport. People love it.
They hang up pretty quick.
Yes.
Now, you say if there's an area that AI, artificial intelligence, struggles with, it's creativity. This was put to the test as AI was asked to create, what is it?
Crochet
plans. Gosh, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, so if you're a knitting nana out there, you are not about to be replaced by AI, and that's something we can all be happy about, because when they did get some plans drawn up and they were followed to a T, the outcomes were terrible. And those who were trying to make whatever ChatGPT was prescribing, it did not turn out to look like it was expected. So knitting is still definitely something AI is not taking over, but it does show that AI cannot necessarily be creative in that sense. It can answer questions with data, but it doesn't necessarily think for itself.
There you go. Knitting. I had a lovely mother-in-law who sadly is not with us anymore, but she was a knitter, and I still remember the jumper she knitted me. I thought it was the best thing I'd ever been given. She took the time to knit me this magnificent knitted jumper. And talk about warm, my goodness, nothing warmer than a knitted jumper. So for the crocheting and the knitting, you'll still not be out of a job with AI.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, mate. Always good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.